Good afternoon and welcome to this special Chinese Christmas service.
午安, 非常欢迎, 你们来参加这个中文一个特别的聚会。
And welcome back to Trent and Christy after their 2 weeks holiday.
我很高兴, 看到 Trent 跟 Christy, 他们从假期中能够回来。
Let me tell you about one Christmas holiday. There were two men, Sherlock Holmes and Mr. Watson, and they went on a camping trip.
讲到这个假期呢，让我来告诉你们一个故事。有一个人，他叫Sherlock Holmes和一个Watson，这两个朋友，有一次呢，他们就利用圣诞假节，他们去做一个露营。
After a fulfilling meal, and they ate very well, they lay down in their tent to go to sleep.
等到他们吃饱饭，吃得很饱，他们就在帐篷里头躺下来，他们准备睡觉。
Some hours later, Holmes awoke. He nudged his friend and he said, Watson, look up and tell me what you see.
结果呢，睡了几个小时的时候呢，结果那个Holmes呢，醒来了，他发觉情形不对，他就用手轻轻地推着他的朋友Watson说，Watson，你看一下上面，你看到什么？
And Watson said, I see millions and millions of stars.
结果他的朋友Watson说，他正在看说，我看到有无数无数的星星。
Holmes asked, what does that tell you?
结果呢，他的朋友问他说，当你看到这么多星星，这告诉你什么事情？
Watson pondered for a moment, then he said, astronomically, it tells me there are millions of galaxies and potentially billions of planets.
结果他的朋友Watson呢，就想了几分钟，他说， 如果是从这个天文学来看的话呢，我发觉呢，这边呢，有很多数不尽的银河，这银河里面呢，有很多很多的星星。
Astrologically, I observe that Saturn is in Leo.
如果从星象学来说呢，我可以发觉呢，这个呢，就是那个狮子座那里面有一个土星。
Logically, I deduce that the time is approximately 3:15.
如果说从逻辑来推论呢，我可以发觉呢，现在推论现在呢，大概是半夜3点多的时间。
Theologically, I can see that God is all-powerful, that we are small and insignificant.
如果从神学的角度来看的话呢，我们就会看到说，神他是这么的全能，而且我们人是这么的有限，这么的渺小。
Meteorologically, I suspect it will be a beautiful day tomorrow.
如果以星象学来看的话呢，我可以推测呢，我明天呢是有一个非常好的天气。
And Holmes said, after all of that, is that all you see?
结果呢，Holmes呢，他就说，你所看到只有这些吗？
Yes, Watson replied. Have I missed something?
当然是这样子啊，我为什么要保留任何事情呢？
And Holmes went quiet for a moment, then spoke, Watson, you idiot, someone has stolen the tent.
这Watson呢，他就安静了一阵子，然后忽然说，Watson，你这个白痴，有人把我们帐篷偷走了。This
Christmas, don't forget the obvious. Christmas is about Christ.
当我们在庆祝圣诞节的时候，请大家不要忘记，最重要的，我们是要来庆祝耶稣基督为我们降生。It
is the birth of a king and a savior.
事实上呢，他是一个王，而且是一个救世主，他为我们降生。One
life, one little baby born that changed the world.
事实上，一个小婴孩他诞生呢，他彻底的改变了这个世界。How
can one man born in a cave 2,000 years ago, changed the world?
怎么会一个人的降生呢，在2000年降生的时候呢，改变了这整个世界呢？
A carpenter's son, an itinerant preacher, a single man, not even married, and a poor man, how can he change the world?
他事实上呢，他是一个单身，事实上他是没有什么钱，他是一个到处巡回的一个传道者，但因为他的降生呢，他改变了这整个世界。
Because he wasn't an ordinary man.
因为什么原因呢？因为他不是一个普通的人啊。
We must remember that firstly, he was called Emmanuel, which means God with us.
当我们从圣经上看到呢，他被称呼叫做以马内利。以马内利的意思呢，就是神与我们同在。
The Bible says the virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us.
当我们读到今天的圣经，马太福音一章二十三节，他提到说，必有童女怀孕生子，人要称他的名为以马内利。以马内利呢，翻译出来就是神与我们同在的意思。
When the baby Jesus is God the Son in human flesh.
事实上，这个婴孩耶稣他就是神的儿子，他道成肉身来到我们世上。
God who made everything entered our world became like one of us to save us.
神呢，他就道成肉身来到我们世间，他来尝试我们人间所有的生活方式。
Other religions don't believe this.
但是呢，很多人他却不愿意相信他。
They don't recognize how great Jesus is.
他不能够认为说这个耶稣他就是神是这么的伟大。
Now Buddhism teaches that Jesus was not God, but rather an enlightened man like Buddha.
对佛教而言呢，他不认为说耶稣他是一个神，他只认为说耶稣他可能就是一个得道者。
Hinduism has many views of Jesus.But they do not consider him to be God.
对印度教而言呢，他们对耶稣有很多不同的看法，但是呢，他绝对不认为他就是一个神。
The religion of Islam teaches that Jesus was merely a man and a prophet who is inferior to Muhammad.
对回教而言呢，他认为耶稣他只是一个人，顶多就是一个先知，而且对他的教主穆罕默德呢，他比他还要低。
Friends, what is blasphemy to Islam? God becoming flesh is the crowning jewel of Christianity.
对我们基督教而言呢，我们认为说耶稣他就是道成肉身，他就是神对回教而言，这是一个很大的亵渎。
Friends, the Bible says that the Son of God, Jesus, existed before he was born as a baby.
事实上呢，圣经上告诉我们说耶稣呢，他就是神的儿子他在伯利恒降生。
Have a listen to verses 1 to 3 in John's Gospel. In the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made.
当我们打开约翰福音第一章的时候，第一节到第三节就告诉我们说，太初有道，道与神同在。道就是神，这道太初与神同在，万物都是借着他造的，凡被造的没有一样不是借着他造的。
See, this word of God, when it says the word, it means Jesus was at the beginning with God, and through him, God created everything.
这经文告诉我们说，太初有道，这个道就是耶稣。耶稣在最刚开始的时候呢，他就与神同在。事实上，这个道就是耶稣，他就是神。
And Jesus, who was with God in heaven, came to earth 2,000 years ago and was born in a stable.
事实上我们可以看到说，道与神同在，耶稣与神同在。那2000年的时候呢，他从天上到世间来，他道成肉身来到我们当中。
And John 1:14 says, the word, Jesus became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only who came from the Father, full of grace and truth.
约翰福音一章十四节告诉我们说，道成了肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典，有真理。我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。
And Jesus showed that he was divine in a number of ways. Let me give you some examples.
事实上，耶稣在他传道的三年中呢，他用很多事情来说明，来声称他就是神，他有神性。那我们来看一下他怎么样来做。
Firstly, he claimed to have come down from heaven. John 6:38, For I have come down from heaven, not to do my will, but to do the will of him who sent me.
首先呢，他一直声称呢，他是从天上下来的。我们可以看到在约翰福音六章三十八节，他提到说，因为我从天上降下来，不是要按自己的意思行，乃是要按那差我来者的意思行。他从天上下来。
Secondly, he performed miracles, and they helped to prove his claims that he is God.
还有呢，当他传道三年的时候呢， 他一直施行神迹，从这这么多的神迹，我们可以相信他就是神。
That's why it says, "Why then do you accuse me of blasphemy? Because I said I am God's son. Do not believe me unless I do what my Father does. But if I do it," said Jesus, "even though you do not believe me, believe the miracles that you may know and understand that the Father is in me and I am in the Father."
所以在约翰福音第十章三十六节到三十九节，他提到说，父所奉天为圣，又差到世间来的，他自称是神的儿子。你们还向他说，你说健忘的话吗？我若不行我父的事，你们就不必相信我。我若行了，你们纵然不信我，也当信这些事，叫你们又知道又明白，父在我里面，我也在父里面。
Thirdly, Jesus claimed to be God.
还有呢，第三点呢，耶稣他也声称他就是神。
Listen to these words, powerful words. "I tell you the truth," Jesus answered, "before Abraham was born, I am." At this, they picked up stones to stone him, but Jesus hid himself, slipping away from the temple grounds.
So, Jesus, 他在约翰福音八章五十八节，他特别提到说，我实实在在的告诉你们，还没有亚伯拉罕就有了我。那因为呢，这里面说的 "I am" 是我是，是声称他是神，所以呢，犹太人就于是他们拿石头要打他，耶稣却躲藏，从殿里出去了。
Jesus said he existed before Abraham, 2,000 years before. He said, "Before Abraham, I am, I existed."
耶稣向众人说，当两千年前，当亚伯拉罕来到世上的时候，在之前呢，就已经有我的，而且他特别用一个字眼说，我就是。
When God spoke to Moses, God said, when they asked him what his name is, he says, "I am." And Jesus uses the same words.
当在同样呢，在一千四百年前的时候，当摩西碰到神的时候，摩西问神说，你叫什么名字？神说，我就是。
And they thought Jesus was a blasphemer, so they picked up stones, they picked up big stones, ready to throw them at Jesus to kill him.
所以呢，犹太人呢，他们认为说，耶稣他怎么可以亵渎神，自称自己神？所以呢，他们就捡起石头，想要把他打死。
Why? Because Jesus was saying that he's God, and they wanted to kill him for it.
为什么呢？因为对犹太人而言呢，他认为耶稣呢是亵渎神，所以呢，他们要用石头把他打死。
See, Jesus is not just a man; he is not just a prophet. He is God the Son.
事实上，耶稣呢，他不是一个人，他也不是只是一个先知，他就是神的儿子。
Then in John chapter 10, Jesus said, "I and the Father are one." Then again, the Jews picked up stones to stone him. But Jesus said to them, "I have shown you many great miracles from the Father. For which of these do you stone me?" "We are not stoning you for any of these," replied the Jews, "but for blasphemy, because you, a mere man, claim to be God."
所以呢，我们看到约翰福音第十章三十到三十三节，他提到说，我与父原为一。犹太人听到以后，就拿起石头要打他。耶稣对他们说，我从父显出许多善事给你们看，你们是为哪一件拿石头打我呢？犹太人回答说，我们不是为善事拿石头打你，是为你说健忘的话，又为你是个人，反将自己当作神。
Friends, one day there was a pastor in church. Imagine I'm preaching this message, and this man was in church, and another man in the back of the church didn't like what the pastor was saying, that Jesus is God. He pulled a machete out, and he ran down trying to attack the pastor with a machete in church.
事实上呢，曾经在几年前有一件事情发生，有一个牧师呢，他在台上传讲这个耶稣的信息的时候，有一个人呢，他忽然站起来，拿起一把弯刀，然后用这个弯刀冲到台上，准备把这个弯刀向这个讲员投过来。
And he was shouting as he came down with his machete, "Jesus is not God, Jesus is not God, I'm going to kill you."
当他的弯刀从下面冲上台上来说，一直喊着说，耶稣不是神，耶稣不是神，我要来，你这样说，我要把你杀死。
A few years ago, a Jewish man said to me, when he read the Bible, he said, "Why don't people accept that Jesus is God? Everything Jesus said about himself showed that he was God. That's why the Jews tried to kill him."
有一次呢，我一个那个犹太人的朋友，他就曾经告诉我，当他看着圣经福音书所说的话， 他就觉得说啊，为什么这些犹太人会这么样反对？因为耶稣在福音书里面声称他就是神。
What else did Jesus teach about himself? He said he claimed to be sinless, no sins at all, perfect.
啊，而且呢，啊，耶稣呢还声称说啊，他是一个完全没有罪的人。
He said, "Can any of you prove me guilty of sin? If I am telling the truth, why don't you believe me?"
啊，所以在第八约翰福音八章四十六节，他讲到说，你们中间谁能指证我有罪呢？我既然将真理告诉你们，为什么不相信我呢？
Further, Jesus forgave sin as only God can do.
啊，还有呢，啊，我们可以从福音书看出来呢。啊，耶稣常常啊声称他能够赦免人家的罪，事实上这个赦免罪呢，只有神才能够这样做的。
Remember the story, Mark chapter 2, when four men brought their paralyzed friend. They went up the top of the roof. They dug a hole in the roof, and they put their friend down through the hole so he could meet Jesus.
啊，我们可以啊看马可福音六章第五到第七节呢。啊，他提到说啊，有一个摊子呢，他放在被人家抬过来，但因为进不来，所以呢，他们就从屋顶把屋顶弄开，然后把这个整个摊子呢坠在耶稣的面前。
Everyone was watching Jesus to see what he would do, and you know what he said?
啊，每个人啊看到这种情形的话，就在观察说耶稣他到底会怎么样来做。
He said, "Son, your sins are forgiven." Now the teachers of the law were sitting there thinking to themselves, "Why did this fellow talk like that? He's blaspheming. Who can forgive sins but God alone?"
啊，结果呢，耶稣看到这个摊子从褥子啊里面，从屋顶上面下来的时候，他看到啊，他们有这么多的信心，就对这个摊子说，小子，你的罪赦了。那结果呢，旁边有几个文士坐在那里，他们心里就议论说，这个人为什么这样说呢？他说健忘的话了。除了神以外，谁能够赦罪呢？
They were right. Only God can forgive sins.
对，他们讲的是没有错，只有神他有赦罪的权柄。
But if Jesus can forgive sins, what does that say?
啊，但是呢，当耶稣声称他有赦罪的权柄，我们可以想象说，我们可以想一想，耶稣他到底是谁？
Jesus is God.
耶稣他就是神。
He came from heaven to earth to be our savior.
他从天上来到我们世间，他有赦罪的权柄。
He's not all of God, but he is God the Son.
啊，他虽然说啊，他跟神不一定完全的，但是呢，他是神的儿子。
But this morning teaching of Jesus, he taught people to pray to him.
啊，但是呢，啊，耶稣告诉他们说啊，他跟神是同等的。
Making himself equal with God.
啊，事实上，他所说的啊，就是。当他要人来敬拜他的时候，就表示说他认为他跟神是同等的。
Every Jewish person knew you should pray to God.
啊，每一个犹太人呢，他必须要向神来敬拜。
Jesus, pray to me.
啊，耶稣呢，他说你们可以来向我敬拜。
Next, he taught equality with his father.
啊，所以呢，有这种方式呢，代表说他认为他跟神是同等的。
Don't you know me, Philip? Even after I have been with you such a long time, anyone who has seen me has seen the Father.
啊，所以当腓力呢要求啊耶稣啊能够将天父显示给他看的时候，耶稣对他说：“腓力，我与你们同在这么长久，你还不认识我吗？人看见了我，就是看见了父。你怎么说将父显给我们看呢？”
And finally, his resurrection confirms it.
啊，到最后呢，我可以看到。因为耶稣基督他的复活证实了他以前面所说的都是真实的。
The word of God says through the spirit of holiness was declared with power to be the son of God by his resurrection from the dead.
所以罗马书一章四节他告诉我们说圣善的灵说因耶稣从死里复活以大能显明是神的儿子。
Don't miss the important message about Christ this Christmas.
啊，所以呢，啊，让我们不会啊，漏失掉了这么重要的信息。
He's God with us.
啊，他是神，他来到我们当中。
Christian writer C.S. Lewis summarized it in this way.
啊，当啊有一个基督徒非常好的基督徒，他的路易士啊，他写了一本书。
He wrote, "I'm trying here to prevent anyone saying the really foolish thing." That people often say about him.
他提到说， 在这里呢，我尝试去防止任何人说一些一般人常常会说有关耶稣的事情。
That I'm ready to accept Jesus as a great moral teacher, but I don't accept his claim to be God.
常常有人说呢，我已经预备好，我可以接受耶稣他是一个伟大的道德家、道德的老师，但是呢，我绝对没有办法接受呢，他声称他自己就是神。
He says that is the one thing we must not say.
所以他说，有一件事情呢，我们必须要来搞清楚。
The man who said the sorts of things Jesus said would not be a great moral teacher.
事实上，当我们看到，如果说有一个人，他像耶稣一样一直在声称这些事情的话，他绝对不会是一个伟大的道德教师。
He would either be a lunatic on a level with a man who says he is a poached egg, or else he would be the devil of hell.
这个人呢，他可能就是一个疯子，台语叫笑，就像一个人声称自己是一个水煮蛋的一样的情况，而且呢，说不定更坏的情况是，他可能从地狱来了一个魔鬼。
You must make a choice.
但是呢，在这种情况下，当我们听到福音书这样告诉我们的时候呢，我们必须要做一个选择。
Either this man was and is the Son of God, or he is a madman or something worse.
这个人他是神的儿子，还是一个狂人，或是更糟糕的情形。
Friends, you can shut him up for a fool, you can spit at him and kill him as a demon, or you can fall at his feet and call him Lord and God.
我们可以做一个选择，我们可以把他当作一个傻瓜，胡言乱语，我们可以唾弃他，或是把他当作魔鬼一样的把他弃掉，或是说你可以跪在他的脚前，称呼他是我们的主，我们的神。
He said, let us not come with any patronizing nonsense about his being a great human teacher.
但是千万我们不要很傲慢的呢，认为他只是一个人，只是一个伟大的人类教师。
He has not left that open to us. He did not intend to.
事实上，他没有让我们做这种选择，他也不希望我们做这样的选择。
Friends, Jesus is God with us. But why did he come? He came to save us.
各位弟兄姐妹，耶稣他就是神，他是神的儿子。但是他为什么要来到世间呢？他因为他要拯救我们。
Listen to these words in Matthew 1:21. They're up on the screen. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins.
我们可以看荧幕上面的经文。在马太福音一章二十一节，他提到，就我们刚刚所念的经文，他提到说，他将要生一个儿子，你要给他起名叫耶稣，因他要将自己的百姓从罪恶里救出来。
The name Jesus has a meaning; it means God saves.
事实上，耶稣这个名字呢，它的意思就是神拯救我们。
Now it comes from the Old Testament name of Joshua.Which means Yahweh, God is salvation.
事实上这个名字呢，在旧约的时候，希伯来文，它叫做耶稣雅。耶稣雅的意思呢，就是耶和华神是我们的拯救。
But Jesus would rescue or save his people from their sins by giving his life as a ransom for many.
事实上，耶稣呢，就来到世上拯救我们，使我们生命能够从死中能够复活起来。
At Christmas, I find this a most difficult theme to get across to people.
事实上，当圣诞节的时候呢，有一件事情我觉得很难跟人来讲清楚。
For most people, Christmas is about food and family and gifts and love and rest and holidays and carols nights.
事实上，对一般人来讲呢，圣诞节呢，它就是代表说我们可以吃很多好吃的食物，我们可以来送礼物，而且呢，我们家庭能够团聚。我们可以放假，我们有很多的假期可以放。
And in a recent survey, 91% of people said they love religious Christmas carols.
根据最近的一项调查呢，大部分人有 91% 的人呢，他们可以接受说，当圣诞节的时候呢，我们可以听很多圣诞有关的诗歌。
But they don't love Jesus.
但是呢，要他们接受耶稣确实很困难。
Last Sunday night, we had 2,000 people at the school for our carols night.
在昨天上个礼拜天晚上呢，我们在附近的一个学校呢，有2,000个人来参加我们的圣诞诗歌会。
They like listening to songs and entertainment, but they don't love Jesus.
他们呢，在那边听我们唱诗歌，很高兴。他们希望我们摆一个摊位，他们可以享受到很多的娱乐跟食物。但是呢，要他们听，能够来相信耶稣，确实很困难。
And if you tell people that Jesus was born as a baby to save them because they're sinners, they don't like that at all.
当我告诉他们说，耶稣他就是个婴孩，在2000年的时候降生，他是为我们的罪来降生，他为了来拯救我们，但是呢，很多人却听不进去。
It's a strange thing because even non-Christians like the hymn Amazing Grace.
有一件我觉得很奇怪的事情，纵使非基督徒呢，他们会很喜欢听一首诗歌，叫做《奇异恩典》。
I was at Roseland Shopping Center one year, walking through doing my shopping, and the music Amazing Grace was playing in the sound system.
有一次呢，我就到那个商场呢，我就听到呢，商场里面放一个音乐叫做《奇异恩典》。
Let me read to you one of the verses.
我来把这个诗歌呢歌词里面读出来，你看里面他所说的是什么事情。
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found. Was blind, but now I see.
这是这首诗歌的第一节，他讲到说，奇异恩典何等甘甜，我罪已得赦免，前我失丧，今被寻回，瞎眼。
The song that everyone is listening to says that I'm a terrible sinner, I'm a wretch. That means you're a terrible sinner. And we sing it and we listen to it, and it doesn't impact our hearts.
当我们唱这首诗歌的时候，我们喜欢这首诗歌，我们唱，代表说，我们都认为说我们是一个罪人，我们是一个失丧者，我们是非常无价值的，非常可怜的。当我们这样唱的时候呢，我们。
This week, a man with a gun went into a cafe in Sydney. 17, 18 hostages. At the end of that, two people dead.
如果你们有注意，上个礼拜一个很重大的新闻，就是有17，有一个人他进入那个Martin Parade。 马丁广场的时候呢，他就进入一个餐馆，把17个人绑架起来。
In Pakistan, terrorists killed 130 children in a school.
当我们看到另外一个消息呢，在巴基斯坦呢，人把100多个儿童把他杀死。In
Cairns, in Queensland, a mother, it seems like a mother has killed 8 children.
还有一个消息，我们看到，在 凯恩斯，有个妈妈呢，她竟然把她七八个小孩子都杀死了。
And they are terrible crimes.
这个呢，对我而言是一个很恐怖的事情。
We see the darkness of this world.
我们看到世间上就是这样的发生这么可怕的事情。But
we must also look into our hearts because there's darkness in our hearts too.
但是当反省起来呢，这是因为罪在我们心中，才会产生这样的事情。
And Jesus came to save me from my sins.
耶稣呢，他就因为这样，他来到世界，他是神，他降世为人，就为了拯救我们从罪中拯救出来。
And he came to save you from your sins.
事实上，他也来这边，他要拯救我们你们的罪。
He loves you so much, he came from heaven to earth to save you from your sins.
他是这么的爱我们，他不但创造我们，他为我们的罪，他愿意从天上来到我们人间。
And in Romans chapter 6, 23, the Bible says, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord.
事实上，罗马书第6章23节，他提到说，因为罪的工价乃是死，唯有神的恩赐。
When I was 14, I was a non-Christian. And then I gave my life to Jesus. You know what happened then? God forgave all my sins. Made me a friend with God. I was adopted into his family.
我呢，这时候呢是在一个朋友家里。
I receive the Holy Spirit.
我接受这个圣灵在我心中。
And I have eternal life.
然后呢，我就能够得到这个永生。
Christianity is good news for everyone who believes in Him.
基督，我们成为基督徒呢，对世界上所有人而言呢，都是一个非常大的好消息。
The Bible says, For God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish but have eternal life. John 3:16.
约翰福音3:16是我们很熟悉的经文。他告诉我们说，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
And people from all communities are coming to know and love Jesus.
事实上，在我们世界上每一个角落、每一个阶层呢，很多人他们都能够得到这个救恩的消息。
A few weeks ago here, we have our area where we baptize people just behind there. We had 6 people in their 20s all get baptized.
在几个礼拜前呢，我们教会有个洗礼，有6个年轻人呢，他们相信主耶稣，接受了洗礼。
One of the people baptized was a 21-year-old Chinese girl.
其中有一位呢，她是21岁，一个在大学念书的女孩子，事实上她的背景是中国人。
She was at university, and one of the Christians met her and did some Bible studies with her and helped her to know Jesus.
当她在学校的时候呢，有一个基督徒遇见她，然后就把这个信仰来告诉她，然后呢，教她圣经里面的一些知识，她就相信了神。
She gave her life to Jesus.
她变成一个基督徒。
Another Chinese believer for Jesus. Amen. Good news.
一个中国的女孩子，她相信耶稣是她的救主。
2 weeks ago, I baptized a lady who is 87 years old.
两个礼拜前呢，我为一个老姐妹呢，她已经87岁了，我为她施行浸礼。
I couldn't get her down the stairs here, so we went to a swimming pool.
因为她年纪这么大，所以在这边洗礼不太方便呢，所以呢，我就特别带她到游泳池那边为她施行洗礼。
A little while ago, she gave her life to Jesus, and she said, I want to be baptized to show that I have become a follower of Jesus.
所以呢，在那时候呢，她就跑来跟我讲说，她愿意接受耶稣基督的信仰。
We went to a friend's pool. Her daughter, who's been praying for many years for her, was there, her husband, and we helped her into the pool, and there was great joy in her heart.
我们到一个朋友家里的游泳池。 事实上，她的女儿呢，为她能够接受这个信仰，祷告了非常多年。那我们就帮助她，让她能够到游泳池里面去。21 years,
87 years, and there's another lady who's about 50, about my age.
21年前的时候呢，有一个人跟我差不多一样的年纪。
Yeah, her name is Lindsay Lewis. She is not famous.
她的名字呢叫做 Lindsay Lewis, 她并不是那个很有名的那一位。
One Christmas Eve, she was driving around the city. She went to a hospital to visit a friend, and then she saw a sign outside the church which says, "Christmas Eve service, come along." And she went for the first time in 35 years.
当有一次呢，在圣诞节期间，她刚从医院出来，她去探望一个快要临终的一个病人。 他开车出来，经过附近那个 York Street的时候呢，看到教会门口呢有个招牌说，我们有圣诞节的特别机会，欢迎你来参加。And
the first time in 35 years, she felt God speaking to her in that Christmas Eve service, and she found hope and comfort in the message of Christmas.
他做见证说，经过35年，他没有真正到教会，但这时候呢，这段话就深深的进入他的心中。
And from that day, she went to church every Sunday and learned more about Jesus.
从那时候开始呢，她就每个礼拜都到教会，而且呢，她参加Bible study圣经的查考。
And it is my prayer that this Christmas, many people would come to all of our services and come to know and love the Lord Jesus.
所以呢，她接受这个信仰，她也希望说每一个人都能够这样来接受耶稣基督。
Jesus is God with us. Jesus is the one who came to save us.
耶稣基督，他是神的儿子，他是我们的救主，他来拯救我们。
And he can change your life today.
他能够改变你们每一个人，我们每一个人的生命。
He says, I love you, I want to come into your life, invite me in.
就像说我很爱你，我很希望你的生活跟我有关系的。
Find forgiveness and eternal life.
耶稣基督呢，他给我们，他赦免我们罪，让我们能够得到永生。
I hope you trust in him and commit yourself to him and truly have a great Christmas.
事实上呢，我们必须要完全的来信靠他，相信我们的救主，我们就能够得到这个永远的生命。
Let us pray.
那我们一块来祷告。
Thank you, God our Father, for sending your Son, Jesus Christ, into our world to be our Savior.
谢谢神，你让你的独生儿子来到世上，叫我们一切相信你而不至灭亡，反得永生。
Thank you that Jesus died on the cross for us and that Jesus rose from the dead.
谢谢你，你在十字架的宝血救赎了我们，而且你从死里复活。
I pray for anyone in this meeting today who is not yet one of your followers, that they would have faith to believe in you.
我为着在我们当中，如果他还没有认识这一位神的儿子耶稣基督为救主的，让他们心门能够打开，能够认识到你。
To receive you into their lives.
能够得到你所赐给他们的新的生命。
That you would forgive them and give them eternal life.
你会赦免他们一切的罪，让他们能够得到永生。
I pray this in Christ's name. Amen.
祷告是奉主耶稣基督的圣名。 Thank you.